Two Louisville police officers shot amid Breonna Taylor protests. By Joshua Kaplan on September 23, 2020. Two Louisville Metro Police Department officers were shot Wednesday evening in downtown Louisville amid protests after a Kentucky grand jury did not bring murder charges against any of the officers involved in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Louisville Police Chief told reporters that the two officers are unstable and receiving medical treatment. The is suspect in custody. Earlier Wednesday, protesters marched through downtown Louisville, some armed with riot shields and anti-police signs. As night fell, some rioters began setting fires around the downtown area, including the boarded-up Hall of Justice. Around 500 Kentucky National Guard members were authorized for Louisville by Governor Andy Beshear, D. A Jefferson County grand jury indicted one of three police officers involved in Taylor's shooting inside her Louisville apartment. The charges are connected to the firing of shots into the neighboring apartment. Former officer Brett Hankison was indicted on three counts of first-degree wanton endangerment. As Breitbart News reported, Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron explained Wednesday afternoon that no police officers would be charged directly for the death of Breonna Taylor in Louisville in March because they knocked before entering her boyfriend's apartment. Taylor, 26, an emergency medical technician, was killed in the crossfire when her boyfriend opened fire at police, thinking they were intruders. After expressing his condolences to Taylor's family, Cameron explained that the officers who had shot Taylor would not be charged because they had been fired upon first, and because her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, testified that they had knocked first. Senate Majority Leader McConnell, RKY, issued a statement regarding Cameron's announcement, saying, "Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron led a complete inquiry to find the truth and pursue justice. I have total confidence he followed the facts and the legal process in his decision." The FBI, meanwhile, said its investigation of the shooting was still underway despite the state's announcement. The agency opened the probe in May. FBI Louisville continues its federal investigation into all aspects of the death of Breonna Taylor, FBI spokesman Tim Beam told the Louisville Courier-Journal. This work will continue beyond the state charges announced today. An array of activists, politicians and celebrities have called for all three officers to face murder charges. Presidential candidate Joe Biden said earlier this month the officers need to be charged. His running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, tweeted in June, "We can't forget about black women in our quest for justice." Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher declared a state of emergency Tuesday out of concern for potential civil unrest following the decision. The declaration allowed him to set curfews. The UPI contributed to this report.